Chapter 3, 1893 to 1895. Mary Bett stayed with her grandparents for 2 weeks, during which her brother got sicker and sicker. It began to seem as if Willie had always been sick. He was 18 and a string bean, their mother said, and he could walk on his hands and recite Julius Caesar at the same time, rolling over when he came to "All of us fell down." He had green eyes, and he brought home orphaned squirrels and rabbits and other animals he found out in the woods. Finally, on an Indian summer day in late September, he died, and there was another funeral to attend. This time Mary Bett was allowed to go to both the funeral and burial, and she could not understand why she had not been allowed at the funeral of her sister. It was just like a church service, except that her mother was crying, as were her sisters, Honora and Myrtle Emma. Myrtle Emma, who was 14 and a good singer and pianist, let her play with her cameo brooch, which made Mary Bett very happy, though she could not help crying a little herself, because Mert seemed so sad. On Sundays they went to the new Baptist church in town, but for funerals they went to Love's Creek north of town, where the ancestors were buried. The preacher said that Annie had been so lonely in heaven that her twin brother had to go up there and keep her company. Mary Bett pictured God calling Willie from a magnificent bank of sunlit purple clouds, and Annie there waiting for him. Outside, the men lowered the coffin on ropes, and then everybody came back to the Hartsos for refreshments. The women brought platters of fried chicken and roast beef, sliced ham and biscuits, vegetable casseroles, deviled eggs, cucumbers, and pies and cakes. And Essie, who had attended the funeral, was back in the kitchen.